I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's what I needed this morning early, just to finish my message. Just the knowledge of knowing that God is in our presence, that he was there. That's not what I want to speak on this morning, but it is the mind of what I had in mind to share. It goes along with this. In Philippians 2, is sort of a favorite scripture of mine. The mind of Christ. That's what I'd like to speak on this morning. What is the mind of Christ? What was the mind of Christ? How did Christ, what did Christ do? What did he help? What did he do for you and I? What was in his mind? What was his thought pattern? What is my thought pattern? What is something that I do on a day-to-day basis that the mind of Christ is within me? What do you do each day to keep the mind of Christ in you? Like it says here in Philippians 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So how do I keep that mind of Christ within me? What do I do on a day-to-day basis? As I was sharing this at home with if we read the remaining of that portion of scripture there in Philippians 2, it says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Am I concerned about my reputation? What is your reputation? Am I concerned about that? Or am I concerned about what I'm doing to help those that are lost around us? Those that we meet from day to day, we meet all kinds of people as we go through this life that are not saved. What am I doing? Am I scared to share the word of God with them? Is that the mind of Christ? Is that what I'm willing to do? Am I willing to stand in front of them and tell them, you're not correct with God? Christ was not concerned about his reputation. Therefore, I should not be concerned about mine. Should you be concerned about yours? And took upon him the form of a servant. Am I willing to take upon myself the form of a servant? What is a servant? A servant is someone that's willing to give what he has to help his master. So am I willing to give what little strength I have, not of myself, because my reputation means nothing. Am I willing to give myself to for better the kingdom of God? Am I willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? And he was made in the likeness of men. He was made just like all of us. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. There's another point that I need to do on a day-to-day basis. I need to find myself humble before God. I think there's many scriptures, many instances in the scripture that we can read of how to be humble. I don't need to describe that. Humility is something that, can I recognize it myself? I think we can, but we should not compare ourselves among ourselves. The Bible says that's not wise. So what do I compare myself to see if I'm humble or if I'm not? The Word of God. The Word. So if I'm not one to pick up the Bible on a day-to-day basis and read it, how do I know if I'm humble or if I'm not? I don't. Just because I'm up here this morning speaking on this, I don't have it all mastered. I'd like for you to think that I do have, but I don't. Sometimes I fail and I think, there's another one of those things that I should have done and I didn't. How many times do we face that? When we meet with someone and maybe we haven't done our duty that morning in reading the Word. Maybe I just hurriedly read a scripture and closed the Bible and went to work. Those are the days that God puts somebody in front of me that I need to show humbleness, that I need to show Christ. But how can I show Christ if I didn't meet with him that morning? Even the death, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The cross was the most gruesome place for anyone to be dying. Can we imagine those nails through his hand, his feet, the pain? And I think it's bad if I have to stand up here in front of you to describe this. I think this is not fun. But he took the most gruesome death that there is, the death of the cross, for me and for you. So am I willing to share with a poor lost soul that does not know his way of life to get to heaven? Am I ashamed to share the good news that Christ has done for me? I don't have to share about any of yous. Just what he's done for me is enough. That's what he's asking me to do. That's what he's asking you to do, is just to share what God has done for you. A little story that's fairly fresh in our minds is when our little grandson was in the hospital here this year. Jason came to me one day and he said, "Dad, I just don't understand why. Why did this have to be me? Why did this have to be us?" So what was I supposed to say? I said, sometimes God puts these things in our life for us to be able to share with those that we couldn't have any other way. So when they were in the hospital, we thought, well, you know, it's starting to go a little bit better. And about that time, they had another back set. Okay, so now they've got to stay another whatever, you know, another month. There was someone there in that time span each time that they would have never reached if they wouldn't have been there that extra month. What about our lives? Tomorrow when we go to work, maybe there's just perhaps someone that we will never meet again, but God has made our paths cross at that very minute for us to be able to share what Jesus has done for me. Not what he's done for you, but what he's done for me. That should be enough to point anyone to Jesus, to want to make him a follower of God. So the question is, what do we do that makes us a follower of Christ? What makes us have the mind of Christ? Paul says in Philippians 1:21, it says, "For me to die is Christ, and to die is to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Is that me? Is that you? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. There's many examples in Scripture. I could put on one in Micah 6, verse 6 to 8. It says, "Wherewithal shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 rams? Of rams, or 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for the transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." There's our call, to walk humbly with our God. If we walk humbly, we are able to share from within our heart with those that we meet, that we may never cross another path. We may never have another opportunity. There's been multiple opportunities in my life that I should have shared, and I was too reserved. In Romans 12:2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So, what can we do from now on to have the mind of Christ? What am I willing to do? What are you willing to do to have the mind of Christ? Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." There's an encouragement for us that we can have this. It's free to every one of us. If we don't have that mind of Christ, find someone to talk to. Don't just go through life without it. It's just like I was trying to find an illustration of maybe like a cake with icing. You're going through life with just a plain cake. The mind of Christ is just like putting the icing on top of the cake. It's like, it's the decoration of the Christian life. I can be a Christian. It's like the songwriter said, "I want to be a Christian. Do I? Or am I just here to fill the seat that I'm sitting in?" Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So Jesus is there to give us rest. Jesus is there to give us peace. Gentleman was sharing one time in a pretty good sized crowd, and he was asked, What, in one word, what happened when you became a Christian? In one word, how would you describe it? I've often had to think of this. This has been years ago. And a gentleman thought a little bit and he said, peace. You know, if I'm all tore up inside, I just nervous. I don't really know which way to go, what to say next, or I'm scared of him or her. Or, you know, that's a case that I'm probably not peaceful within. So in order to have peace and keep peace, we do need to have the mind of Christ. Matthew 6:24 says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." So it's not that hard for those that don't know Christ. But it is a life commitment. It's from here on. If we made that commitment to come to Christ, it is from here on. If not, we know the reaping that comes after that. If we have followed Christ and we give up the way, don't have the mind of Christ, then we lose our way. Death and hell are just waiting for us at that point. And believe me, Satan tries us at all angles. He tried me this morning, the first thing. When I woke up, he was just like, everything you've got together is just a bunch of jumble mumble. It's not going to make no sense to anybody. So when I was praying, that verse in Isaiah 41 came to me. It was just confirmation to me that God has given me this to share. Psalms 1:2-3 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." That's the Christian walk of life. That's the life with the mind of Christ. If we don't have the mind of Christ, please find someone to ask, what do I need to do to have the mind of Christ? Whether you're old, whether you're young. Psalms 139:1-3. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even though that we've not made that commitment to follow Christ, to have the mind of Christ, Jesus still cares about you. He wants you there. He wants you to follow him. It is the easiest way through life because it's peaceful. Satan is nothing but a liar and the father thereof. He is nothing but trouble. He's nothing but just a bunch of turmoil. He wants to put us in that shape. Matthew 5:6-8 says, "Blessed are they that which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That's the part that I want to be. I want to be able to, at the end of life, I want Jesus to be able to say, "Come unto me. You have done the work." Jesus said in another part where he said that when he was in the temple with the elders as a young child and his parents were worried where he was at. What do you do when your children are lost? You go look for them. That's what his parents did. That wasn't anything abnormal. But Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Am I about my Father's business? Not my earthly father. He's got his own struggles. My Father that is in heaven. That's the Father that we want to follow. The icing on the cake is more or less a fulfilled life. A life that's at peace. It's at rest. We can encourage others. But when we're a life of turmoil, we can say that we can help each other, but we're not. We're just going through life at that point. But if we have the mind of Christ, we can be filled. We can know that everything is okay. All is well with my soul. Truly, it is a privilege and a privilege, I'm not quite sure what other word to use there, to have the mind of Christ. It's peaceful. I don't know what other words to put in there. You fill it in. You fill in the blank. What else can it be but peaceful? What else can it be for you? It's loving. Almost any kind of word will fill that in Christ. It's a life commitment, brothers and sisters. It's not just here today and gone tomorrow. It's here to stay. May the Lord bless.